USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden is now the nation's 46th president. In his inaugural address, he is calling for American unity in a time of crisis.
We must meet this moment as the United States of America. If we do that, I guarantee you we will not fail. We have never, ever, ever, ever failed in America. We've acted together.
Biden also has a message for those who did not vote for him.
The right to dissent peaceably within the guardrails of our republic is perhaps this nation's greatest strength. Yet hear me clearly. This agreement must not lead to disunion. And I pledge this to you. I will be a president for all Americans. All Americans.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A coronavirus forecast is predicting more deaths in the United States. The University of Washington predicting the country is still in an upward trajectory, with its current model projecting more than 566,000 deaths by May 1st. The new, more contagious COVID-19 strain causing havoc across the country, including California, where Charles Chu is a leading researcher on the new strain.
We are concerned about the possibility that these mutations may make the virus more transmissible, but two, may also have an effect on the vaccines.
Firefighters, rescue teams, and police officers are continuing to go through rubble after an explosion in Spain's capital. The blast happened Wednesday in central Madrid, seriously damaging the upper fourth and fifth floors of a building near a nursing home. The cause of the explosion is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Donald Trump is now a private citizen. Presidential historian Craig Shirley tells Newsmax what the former president's next couple days will look like.
There will be the national security briefings, which all former presidents are accorded to. It'll probably be a round of golf, some relaxation. I know that Reagan, he went back to California, and there was a nice reception there for him, and bands played. He, Mrs. Reagan traveled by motorcade to St. Clair, where their house was in Beverly Hills. And, it was a new house. They had the weight room, which he especially enjoyed. But he was very anxious to get back to the ranch.
Yeah.
And he said so many, many times. And as a matter of fact, within 2 days, 3 days of him being back in California, he and Mrs. Reagan went back to the ranch, and they stayed there, I think, for 2 weeks.
President Joe Biden has selected Pennsylvania Health Secretary Rachel Levine to serve as Assistant Secretary of Health. Levine was born male but transitioned in 2011 and is now a female. Levine currently serves as Pennsylvania's Health Secretary. The media praising Levine for her handling of the COVID-19 crisis in Pennsylvania, but critics note that Levine removed his 95-year-old mother from a personal care facility during the pandemic. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.